Hey, welcome back. It's 2021 almost. We're heading in right now. It's like 9:39 p.m. I got a little bit late to this. I haven't recorded the last couple episodes, and I apologize for that. I'm out of breath because I just went outside to take the trash out, and there is gunpowder smoke all around me. Not from guns, though. No, it's from all the fireworks that people are going off. I went to a fireworks show like an hour ago, so it was, I stay in my car. Well, not my car, my parents' car. I'm not that old yet. I might be tall enough to sit in a booster seat, but I'm not, like, tall enough to drive a car. I have a friend who can drive a car. I don't even know why I'm talking anymore. So basically my whole point of this episode is to just go over what we did last year and 2020 and hopefully bring in some good omens for 2021. Hopefully just get COVID out of the way. In this episode you'll hear just the years, all of 2021, all of 2020's episodes. And then, like you did last year, you heard all of 2019's episodes. So this is gonna, one is gonna be a little bit longer since it lasted an entire year instead of like 5 months. But here you guys go. Roll tape. I will advise that some of the audio isn't perfect, but it's the best I got, so just deal with it, I guess. Also, there's a sneak thing at the end if you want to listen to that, but I don't really care if you don't. Just, like, stay and just enjoy the rest of the year. Bye, guys.
Hi, my name is Judy, and I'm not addicted to go-kart.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm Judy's coach.
Karen is just so rude sometimes. She always says I'm addicted. Like, go-kart doesn't have nicotine.
Of course you are. I found the milky pink juice in the...
That was just, blood. I mixed it with milk to make go-kart. Judy drinks 100 million gallons of go-kart a week. That's almost 2 gallons a year. Judy has been diagnosed with type 16 diabetes. Her condition is so rare that she's the only one in the world known to have it. She's been diagnosed with Judy diabetitosis, or short for go-tosis. She has 2.8 seconds to recover before she is killed. It's not even that bad. Just deal with it. Hashtag Nike. Hashtag not sponsored.
Look at the disgusting pig. She just loves that.
No, you, Karen. Go take Kyle to school and get a life.
Your husband cheated with...
Judy walks up and slaps her with her go-kart-filled arm. This just got real. Time to go on the scene to check out Karen's slap face. Dun dun dun. Hi, it's Williams on the scene. Stop this fighting.
Get off me, you bloody pigeon.
This is why you're divorced.
At least I...
And now Judy has been arrested for murder and charges for assault. And good luck finding go-kart in prison. Oh, don't worry. All I need is milk and prisoners. Slice.
Hey, get away from...
Tastes like raspberry go-kart. Judy has been found out to make soup out of human bone meal. She's been given the death penalty 60 times over. Never! I am the god of go-kart!
Oh, my fiddlesticks. She's got katana covered in raspberry go-kart. Nope, that's...
You're right. Now die, you deranged pig.
Your blood is literally go-kart. You...
The Pope shows up.
Hey!
Be gone, you children of Lucifer. My big bodyguards will break your...
You can't stop me! Teleports behind and sucks his neck.
Heck with you, whooshy whooshy. Look, I was gonna go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but I'm only gonna get this one. Something's wrong. I can feel it. Just a feeling I've got. Like, something's about to happen. But I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if it's bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances. We're just with the doctor ordered.
And that is...
Sorry, I messed up right there.
Yeah, and that is the full version of our version of My Strange Addiction. Bye, guys. You guys want to say bye?
That was really, really weird. Bye.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
The Pope shows up.
Hi. My name is Lucas Clark. And this is the coronavirus special. On this episode of the podcast, we'll be talking about what has kind of happened since, well, everything. The coronavirus is getting bigger and bigger every day that continues. As of recording this, Trump has banned all travel from the EU, including the UK. The CDC has declared the coronavirus a global pandemic and is trying to get it done. Currently in my hometown, the schools have been extended out a week for spring break. 2 weeks now. As of recording, this is the 14th of March. We were supposed to get out on the 16th. Then they extended it a week, so we were going to get out on the 23rd. Then they extended it another week until the 30th. That would mean that we would be out for about 3 weeks. Exactly 3 weeks for the coronavirus. Coronavirus has one confirmed victim, and he is being isolated as I speak. Most landmarks in Italy are empty, and I'm looking at the national CDC site for any information on this, because I found a really cool site. I'll link it in the episode description, so you guys can go and look at it too. Basically, it's a map for around the world where you can find, like, coronavirus victims. Currently, America has about 1,700 people infected, and Italy... Oh, Italy. It has 17,666 confirmed cases, 5,393 deaths in the world, 142,651 confirmed cases. A cruise ship called Diamond Princess has 697 cases. That's more than Australia has, or the Czech Republic, or even Canada. The coronavirus is getting out of hand, and I think it's just basic knowledge that we should all be washing our hands right now. We shouldn't be, after you're done with a meal, wash your hands. Or when you walk inside, wash your hands. Wash the doorknobs of the places that you are walking into if you use that doorknob a lot. When Trump first declared the EU kick out, like, they're not allowed to travel, he declared that the United Kingdom would also not be a part of that. But 13 minutes ago, at 11:42, Alaskan Standard Time, he declared that that the UK would be kicked out of the deal. So now everybody over in Europe is trapped until we somehow get a vaccine, figure it out. But the whole NBA season has been canceled. Almost every sport in the US publicly has been canceled. And if it hasn't, it's being played in empty stadium. We are being advised to stay inside to not contract the disease. Toilet paper is out of stock. Toilet paper on Amazon is $50. $40 to $50 per, like, a roll of toilet paper, which is insane. But 135 areas and territories are thinking of just shutting down, while America has already shut down. On the 12th, 5 states in the U.S. shut down all schools. Multiple districts, more than multiple, like hundreds of districts shut down. And all because a pandemic of a virus. This is going to be a little bit harder to publish, but due to bad internet. But I'll get through it. Publishing will be a little bit more expanded out from now on. The biggest country in the world right now only has 34 cases, Russia. Surprising, even though it's right next to China. Mongolia only has one person. Tom Hanks is also contracted, and his wife. See you next time, guys. Bye.
Hey, baby, I can't lie, you look amazing. Like the models in my Playboy pages. Flashback to my immature stages. I didn't glow up, I didn't grow up. I ain't have a lot of words for the ladies, but they knew I stayed dressed in the latest.
Everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to be a little bit more upbeat. I plan to have this be like an update almost on what's happening with the COVID-19 in just America and where I live. Currently, my school has been shut down until May 1st, and that's when they're just deciding, okay, this is when we're going to set a date right here, and we're going to decide from there when we get to that point. Right now, I have one class going for online. It's not even a class. It's for us to come in and ask her questions. She has a one-hour period just going for us to go in there and ask her questions. Right now, all assignments are, like, banned, so you can't give assignments until this Monday, as of recording on Saturday, March 21st. So everybody has been giving enrichment activities. Teachers, they've been giving enrichment activities, like I've seen crosswords, I've seen video activities, I've even seen like contests where you can win money. And I hope for the next segment I can have somebody on here to like give how it's affecting them in their own way. Because up here it's definitely affecting toilet paper. Like, a Costco is all sold out of toilet paper because everybody just buys it. But there's nothing wrong with like having extra food exactly. It's what you cross a fine line there when you start buying 60 packets of toilet paper and hoarding it all for yourself. But then again, you can use that if the coronavirus does pass and you think, oh, I can use all this toilet paper again and like I don't need to go buy toilet paper anymore for like however long you use a roll of toilet paper for, 2 minutes or like 2 weeks, whatever. I hope you're not using it for 2 minutes because you might have, like, some medical condition that I don't know of. But I'm sorry if you use up a whole roll of toilet paper in 2 minutes. That is sad. But right now, I hope to have somebody on the next podcast come in. We have another D&D episode coming if my person can get back to me. So we can finally finish off the series and start another D&D, hopefully. But I think that's going to end it right there. Thank you for listening. Signing out. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast today. Today is a pretty like crucial moment in this COVID-19 part. Because at 5:30 today, as of recording, about 5.5 hours, my city will be going on lockdown. We won't be able to leave or leave our homes. Just, we won't be able to go to the store. Currently, we have about 83 people as of recording this in Alaska. Infected. Certain things, such as the D&D thing. Finishing up D&D. It's gotta be hard. My Billy is having a tough time, too. COVID-19, he's down in the States. He's having a tough time fulfilling everything that his family needs to do for COVID-19 infection and outbreak. As of recording this, we are top on infected list. Italy just surpassed China in death rate. One fatality in my state. And I guess kind of we're all screwed. I'm publishing a lot more on this because there's a lot more news to be like given. I start school on Monday. I've had classes every day this week. I've been waking up early trying to get myself a schedule. Because that's like one of the things that you want to do right now. It snowed about 2 or 3 feet. Which I was really surprised by. For 3 days straight. That's a foot a day. So that kept everybody inside. I guess it helped a lot. But we have close to 100 people now. I don't want this to happen. I just wish something would happen, but it's not in my control. All I can do is just hope and wish that something will happen that will just eliminate this thing. I may have talked about this in the last episode, but they're saying that certain drugs like malaria meds can help with the coronavirus, and we're starting to get more proof of that. Currently, about $3 trillion, I'm pretty sure, has been donated to coronavirus aid, giving small businesses like dividends. Since they don't have any businesses like open. I got a haircut right before everything closed down, so I am perfectly fine. We also have a razor, so if we ever need to, I can pull a bald one. I have a full head of hair. I'm pretty scruffy looking. We never fully addressed one thing on the podcast. Billy actually moved down to Nevada around like December, late November. We never discussed that because we stopped filming D&D around November. We haven't done any D&D. I'm going to check it out right now on when was the last time we had D&D on. I re-uploaded some videos because they were bad quality, but we filmed most of the episodes in like a day, and I slowly released them. So I had them in like my storage, but I couldn't release them because I had to wait for that. I'm so sorry about the delays for shows though. I would love to get somebody else's view on here. So, the last episode I posted for D&D was like this. It was December 15th or 14th for radioactive poo and other tasty liquids. And then right after that, I posted Dragana and Trolls with Cakes. I think Trolls with Cakes was probably my favorite episode. There's a plot twist. I'm definitely sure. Thanks for everything on Plastic Dogs Who Love Dragons. That's currently my most viewed video. Well, episode. You guys have been amazing with this. I'm getting constant views for these podcasts. The quickly rising in view counts, but yeah, basically that's what's been happening with me. I've been hunkering down and making podcast episodes. I hope D&D can probably come out by early April. It's March 28th. I'm hoping I can come out by, like, April 5th. Hopefully. And if it can't, I am so sorry. Because I really wish some of this stuff could come out faster than it actually has been. Because there was a month between, like, my, December 31st, and some February 14th, I'm pretty sure it was, when I wasn't posting episodes into the Anchor. But, thank you, Anchor. Anchor's actually been doing really good. They have all their residents from home. If you didn't know, Anchor is run by Spotify. They were bought up by Spotify. So Anchor's running everything from home, thanks to Spotify. And I thank Spotify for that right now. Thank you guys. I'm gonna head out right now because it's cold and I'm tired. So see you guys 6 hours until lockdown. I'll post a video to like what it's like after lockdown. See you later.
Hello, my name is Lucas Brown Clark. This is the podcast, and this is the first guest of, this will probably go out on the 13th, hopefully, but I don't know, truly. So yesterday, our governor announced that he's shutting down schools until he's closing down schools. We're just not going back to school. That's the thing. We were already off of school. But that brought me to a realization that we have to do online school as normal school now. So today we're going to be talking about online school. Do you have anything to say, Alex?
I guess so. Online school kind of sucks because it's online school. And personally, I'm a visual learner, so it's just horrifying.
I'm a true procrastinator, so I put stuff off till last night. I won't do stuff. Like, this morning I was just laying in bed and I was thinking, huh, I gotta do all this stuff today. It's Friday, end of the week. And I thought, huh, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna get this done as soon as I get out of bed. When I get out of bed, you wanna know what happened?
What?
YouTube showed up. Top 10 Fortnite streamers who sworn, and I went down that rabbit hole. I shouldn't have gone down that rabbit hole, but I went down that rabbit hole, and that's where we ended up. And now I have multiple assignments to do before, like, 10 o'clock tonight. So, like...
You wanna know something?
What?
We don't get grades. They're not supposed to grade us, for one.
I know, for because two, we don't have... Because not everybody has internet up here. But I'm still expected to think... Because can you imagine going into 7th grade and not knowing how to, like, divide decimals?
Yeah, I'm expected to do stuff too, but I'm like, my mom's like, don't stress about it, don't worry about it, you're not graded, I just want you to get it done. And she might actually enroll me in a second online math class.
Oh, did you hear? Yeah, that's what my dad wants to do. There's a Florida, like, academy that they're wanting to do. It's coming up from Florida. My dad enlisted my sister in English, like reading and stuff, reading and writing, and that's what he wanted to do. And I have no issue with that. But, like, yeah. I personally don't think that we should be bringing, like, education systems up from other states. We should try to keep our own if it's just as good, because I think we're doing maybe the same as, like, Ohio or one of those, like, rural states with Zoom and Google Meet or whatever.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you on not wanting to bring up educational plans from other states, because other states and other governments and all that stuff have different opinions than we do. And and a lot of them can be good in one way and bad in another, you know?
True, yeah.
And the reason we're not graded and they can't grade us equally is because the school district, our school district, can't equally provide Wi-Fi and internet and computers and all that, all the resources that you need to grade everybody. There's just too many people without that kind of stuff.
So, yeah, I've been doing okay in my online classes. But, like, I had to do origami for art class. And I was trying to make a butterfly. Like, I looked up a YouTube tutorial. 3-minute easy butterfly. I got, like, really good through it. But I'm not good at folding, not gonna lie. If you were to give me a piece of paper and said, like, fold this 15 times into a triangle. Yeah, I'd grab some scissors and cut a triangle. That's what I would do.
You're just funny. Very, very funny. My sister can do origami, and you cannot?
No, I cannot. Because when I ended up doing that, I ended up getting a fox. Fox-looking thing. So I turned it into a fox. I'm pretty sure we're not even supposed to make our own stuff. I'm pretty sure we're supposed to follow the paper swan or rose. But definitely, yeah, I think that I did something horrible and I should be, like, worried about it. But who cares? I don't know.
No, child.
Yeah, a lot of the time I feel like just something's gonna get me. Just bite me in the butt for this. I don't know what it is.
Like, personally, I've had that happen a lot. What was I going to say? I was going to say something important, but I forgot. Anyway.
A lot of this stuff is caused by the We Know Who virus. I can't say that. Sorry. But,
yeah.
But truly, I don't know where this is going. We're starting up school in the fall again.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't. Personally, I think that the thing will stay until whenever. Something. But truly, yes. I believe that, yeah, it could stay until August or whenever. But, definitely. We got our schedules today. And the first thing that went to mind was like, whoa. What if these schedules don't even matter? Like, what if we don't go back to school?
Yeah, because there are 235 confirmed cases in Alaska.
7 recovered and, like, 10 dead.
It's 7 dead and 32 recovered.
See, I'm looking at it right this now. Is why Lucas is not going to become an analysis, because he can't do anything correct.
Lewis, don't be silly. Anyway, I was gonna say something. Oh, online school. So, online school hasn't gone very well for me, just because, like, I'm a visual learner and all. But, like, some of our teachers are expecting way too much of us. Like, they're taking, our school district says we should have about 2.5 hours of schoolwork Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Our teachers are making us, like, they're taking that in full, and, like, they're taking it literally, so every class period had 2.5 hours of work, but no, it's supposed to be 2.5 hours altogether. So, last week I had 8 hours of schoolwork for 3 days. And yes, that's what we do in school, but when we do it in school, it's spanned out over time. You know what I mean?
And we're also required to do it, so it's not as hard as just normally doing something. Like making time in your day to work.
Yeah, and it's like when you're home, you want to be sleeping in and eating when you want. Why are you doing that? And you also want to watch TV all day, which I did all day today.
We all did that, excuse me. You did that all day? We all did that all day. A lot of TikTok and a lot of YouTube. That's all I have to say.
I am not allowed to have social media.
Me neither, but
I watch TikTok on YouTube and
that's
Pinterest,
what I'm talking about. So. That's what I watch it through.
I can't even do any of the dances, just going down a rabbit hole, but
I wouldn't be able to pick it up fast enough.
Yeah, same.
But, like, I could continue this for a million years, but I'm gonna have to go to my next person, so, good talking to you, and...
Yeah, you too.
So, bye. Welcome to the ad zone.
Hello there, my name is Lucas Brown Clark, right here, and currently I haven't posted a podcast episode in 4 months and 18 days. I'm sorry for that wait, but I have gotten a little bit distracted with quarantine going on, obviously. It's been a big issue with my area right now. Update on online school. I got through my break. My online school started back August 19th, I'm pretty sure, if I can remember right. Basically, what happened is we just went on Zoom all day. That's it. 5 classes a day. No, like, extracurriculars. Wow, I can't speak. It's been a while since I did this, and I'm like 40 seconds into the podcast at this point. It's a bit of an issue, but right back to it. Right now, it's the 23rd of September. I'll probably edit this and get it out tonight. As of 10:01 p.m. Basically, if you didn't notice, my voice. I sound like Batman's younger child at this point. If I were to have a voice modulator, I kid you not, I would sound just like Batman. Hold me up to that claim, because I'm gonna do that in the future. But, like, the whole reason why I did this was because people were messaging me being like, hey, you should do this again. And I thought, yeah, I should. Because a lot of the time, I don't understand anything. Because right now, I'm just in online school. That's it. I go back to school on September 18th or 19th. I have a little sibling. She goes back on the 5th. I have no idea why that happened like that. But don't ask me. It's my interpretation of, like, what's happening inside of my, but basically what's gonna happen with it is they divided the whole 7th grade into cohorts A and B. So one day the A group is gonna go, and then the next day the B group's gonna go, and so like that. And to limit the amount of rooms that they have, they're gonna have them, the whole group, in one classroom. Think about that. That's how smaller classrooms are at this point. We have enough children to fit into one little classroom that at most could hold 30 children. So with that, basically what happened is we're just gonna stay in one classroom all day and the teachers are gonna cycle around. So it's gonna be reverse of what would normally happen with just schooling and periods, I guess you could say. So, to be honest, before I came and started recording, I decided to go back and listen to my latest episode, Online School Explained by a Couple of Idiots. Why does my voice sound so weird? I need someone to explain that to me right now, because I have no idea why. If you could tell me, I would be appreciative. You know what? I'm gonna buy you a puppy. That's what you get. If you tell me why my voice is so gosh darn weird, I will give you a puppy. The puppy's name is Fred. It's a Yorkshire Terrier, and, yeah, that's it. His name's Fred, and he's a Yorkshire Terrier. He's about 15 years old. He's live or die at this point. We don't know when he's gonna die. He's kind of on a ventilator at this point. He kind of caught COVID-19 back in March. We haven't been able to get him off the ventilator since, but I will buy him for you. You don't have to worry. You've got about a month or so with him at this point. We don't need to worry about that, though. So recently, I've been getting into... I've been trying to spookify my life. Because it might be a little bit cheesy. But yeah, we are a month away from Halloween at this point. And I would like to just have that one time where I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to sit back and just watch the trick-or-treaters go by the house. And then I think, how is Halloween going to work with social distancing? I want to know that. Instead of having all these board meetings where we're talking about, oh, when we're going to go back to school, I want somebody in high office, Trump or Fauci, whoever, to be like, okay, you know what, we're just going to have... We're going to divide the Halloween trick-or-treaters into cohorts. This is the A group. They're called the less important kids. They're 10 and above. The B group is the more important kids. They're 9 and below. And that's how I want it to go. Everybody, take that plan to advice. Divide your families into cohorts. Don't even care about the older kids. They suck. And that includes me, too. So, yeah, that's it. But I recently got a desktop application where it's like, it just changes my background to a Halloween theme. Not that important, but still does me a little bit of justice. Quarantine has been odd, because right now, I'm watching all of the lower 48 states. For reference, that's what we call all of the states except Hawaii. Hawaii's cool. We don't care about Hawaii. Hawaii is like our younger sister. They kind of like, you know, we kind of vouch for them. From me about that. I've been living off of chocolate pudding and vanilla pudding for the last couple days. Because that's just one of the little snack things that you can have in the middle of class, like the 15 minutes that you have between classes before you, where you can like go get a sandwich or like whatever. Just do something quick. Use a bathroom break, check your notifications, that type of thing. But I don't think it's exactly good for me at this point. My weight isn't It isn't my top priority at this point. Not that I'm saying that I'm overweight, but like, I probably shouldn't be eating 6 snack packs of pudding a day. I'm just saying. Nobody should. If you're doing that, please get help. If you're eating 6 snack packs a day, please get help. I am begging you. You don't deserve this life, and neither do those plastic wrappers that you're gonna throw away in the trash and then kill a couple sea turtles with. Okay? Do you understand me? Please tell me that you understand me, because I'm just talking in my garage right now. But who really cares? I guess you could say that I don't care at all. But I kind of do, because I came back to this, even though I was just going to kind of leave it alone for now. Because I had no idea what to talk about, and I thought, okay, we're just going to talk about school and what's happening with my life. Basically, yeah, that's it. Nothing else. My life is very boring as it is. I'm not involved in any homicide cases as of the moment. I could be involved in one next week, so keep tuned up on that, because watch out for a bank robbery on the news, because I may or may not be involved in one of those in the next following days. But you never know. Lucas Clark signing out. And say hi to Ad Lucas for me, because he's really a cool guy. I recorded him a couple months ago, and he just keeps on coming back, and I don't want to deal with him anymore. Say hi to him for me. Bye. See you later. Hey, welcome back to the guide. To not being awkward. Yeah, I just kind of failed that intro because I suck at intros now. Because I can't really remember anything. It's been a while since I did one of these, probably since last month, it looks like. Halloween, 2 days from now. I'm recording this right now at 7:44 p.m. On October 29th, 2020. Everything's screwed up so far. Online school still sucks. We all know about that. Let's just get into the true stuff, like,
personally, Halloween this year, I know there's some people that are going, but it's still a sticky situation between, like, oh, are you just gonna stay home and have, like, a party, or be like, oh, let's go out and save trick-or-treat with social distancing and stuff. I'm all for masks. I love masks. I'm not for or against them. I'm just kind of waiting for the vaccine to come out so I can just inject myself with as much as possible, because I don't really know what to do anymore with any of this, because with COVID-19, it's just been a hard situation. Because we're staying home and just doing whatever while we're trying to combat, like, online school at the same time, so it's definitely an issue. But I don't know how future online school is going to work with any of this, because I'm just a 7th grader. I know nothing of when it comes to any of this. Personally, all I get is from my school district and my state officials. That's all I know. Andrew Fauci, I think I didn't get the first name right, but I'm pretty sure it's Andrew Fauci. I'm probably super wrong, but I don't care, because this is probably all going to get taken out, because I do all of my editing by myself, and I have no idea what to do in my spare time, except just sit here in my garage, making podcast episodes while I talk to myself in the basement. Yeah. Depression 101, guys. GG. I've been playing a lot of Minecraft lately, to be honest, and, like, I can only hear the sound of pigs. I can't hear anything else, because that's just all I've heard for the last 2 days now. I haven't even gotten any sleep, to be honest. I've eaten tuna all day. I've had 3 tuna sandwiches, because I just made myself some tuna for me and my sister. That's all I've done today. Like, I can't even... You know, I just realized how sad my life is. Yay. I play Minecraft for 24 hours straight, and I eat tuna sandwiches. Well, that's the life of Lucas. Yay. Yeah, but for real, I don't know how any of quarantine's gonna work, because it's such a complicated situation with COVID-19, where it could evolve into another strain, and just the vaccine is like, okay, so we just came out with this vaccine, oh no, it doesn't work anymore. It's that type of stuff that, like, makes me think, oh, this is gonna carry on until 2021. I was kind of really hoping, I'm not a supporter of Trump or Biden, Republican or Democrat, but, like, I was kind of hoping we got the vaccine out in time just so Trump could be like, you know what, okay, so I did something in my presidency. I don't have a bias very much, because I was raised without politics standpoint. In 13 awkward seconds of silence where I just sit here and think about what I want to do for the podcast. Nothing. I have no idea what to talk about. Normally, I would have somebody on here, but I really don't, and I need somebody. I will probably get a female. I hope a female comes on, because females, they don't exist in my life. No females talk to me very often. Okay, I'll get, like, a message from a female often, and it'll be like, oh, how's it going? And they'll respond, okay, good, how about you? 2 years later, they get a response back. It's going good. That's it. Okay. If I have a female friend at all, like, they're my best friend, because I like females. Females are nice. I've gotten kicked out of math class before because I've answered too many questions. That's when you know you're a smart kid, when you get kicked out of online school. Like, you don't even have to be there anymore. It's like, okay, so you know all of this already. You don't have to be here. Just get out. We can... I'll have you teach the kids, not me. Not me, no more. No teaching for me. Teach for you. You teach them. Know me. I think that's going to wrap up the podcast. It's a short one today because I don't have anything to talk about except just make jokes about how much tuna fish sandwiches I eat and how I have female friends.
who probably don't like me. Yay. Okay. Signing off, this is Lucas Clark. Talk to you guys later.